Geek Radio Daily for Friday, March 11, 2010. All the geek without the wait.
See, this is why you just told me that I'm in charge, because watch this, you ready? Geek Radio Daily for Friday, finally Frackin' Friday, March 12th.
Darn it!
2010. It
certainly My uprising is. Has been put down.
It certainly is all the geek without the wait. Thanks for stopping by, and hey.
That's why you're in charge.
No, I was going to say thank you for showing initiative. I like that. I like what you did there. That's really good. Good job. So says the Flintstress.
God, how can a person not sleep? I could sleep right now. It's hard for me not to sleep.
It really is. That's my favorite intro.
I know. That's why, you know, Friday, give you the stuff you want, because I'm a caring and giving person. I am Billy Flynn with a drop that doesn't work. How about that? That's cool. Shall we move on then? You can just hear one in your head. I don't know why it didn't work. Let's push the button once. I pushed the button twice. I pushed the button three times.
You better keep your liberal pie hole shut.
There we go. I had to actually open up the sound effect to do it.
Wow.
So there you go. Welcome to Friday, March 12th.
Yeah, well, on this day in 1664, I'm taking it back.
Okay.
New Jersey became a British colony as King Charles II granted land in the New World to his brother James, the Duke of York.
Okay, I want to see a 1664 Jersey Shore parody. Somebody, PRS, let's work on this right now. I want to make this happen.
Mr. Sookie?
1850, the situation, sir. 1850, the first $20 gold piece was issued.
In 1896, spitting was banned in New York City.
What?
That was my...
Like, spitting.
Spitting was banned in New York City.
Okay, 1912, Savannah, Georgia. Juliet Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Guides in Savannah, Georgia, which later became the Girl Scouts of America, which then brought me Do-Si-Dos.
I was a Girl Scout. In 1933, the first fireside chat, a radio address to the entire nation, was delivered by President Roosevelt.
1945, Anne Frank, teenager who hid from Nazis during World War II, died in a concentration camp at the age of 15. How they ever got a deaf, dumb, and blind girl into a concentration camp, I'll never know.
That's Helen Keller, not Anne Frank.
Who's... Okay, whatever.
In 1951, Dennis the Menace, the comic strip, premiered.
1969, Paul and Linda McCartney got married. Well, Linda Eastman, she became McCartney.
Yeah. In 1980, a Chicago jury found John Wayne Gacy Jr. guilty of the murders of 33 men and boys.
1994, the Church of England ordained its first women priests.
Good for them.
There you go, progressiveness and isms. And I'll shut my liberal pie hole. Birthdays?
Birthdays. It started out with Tyler Patrick Jones is 16. He's Ned on The Ghost Whisperer.
The Ghost Whisperer. Jamie Alexander is 26. That's Tammy on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Okay.
That was really funny. You didn't even laugh.
No, I did.
Aaron Eckhart is 42. Harvey Dent. I believe in Harvey Dent.
Okay. Steve Levy is 45, an ESPN journalist.
Courtney B. Vance is 50. Ron Carver on Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Right. John Provost is 60. That's Timmy on Lassie.
What is it, Lassie? Is Timmy in the well?
No, apparently he's fallen 60? And he can't get up.
Wow. Rob Cohen is 61. He's the director of Dragonheart and The Fast and the Furious.
Frank Welker is 64, the voice of many, many, many of your favorite cartoons.
Oh, well, he's seen Fire and Rain in many years. James Taylor is 62.
Liza Minnelli is 64. She was Sally in Cabaret. She was in Arthur. She's the daughter of Judy Garland. She was in Arrested Development. Oh, funny lady.
Tons of things. Barbara Feldon is 77. She was Agent 99 on the original Get Smart.
Edward Albee is 82, playwright. He's probably best known for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but I prefer The Zoo Story. Thank you.
Okay. And Harry Harrison is 85, best known for his novel Make Room. Make Room.
Which became Soylent Green, which is made of people, like the stainless steel rat. It would be the birthday of Billy Thomas, the original Buckwheat in the Little Rascal short film, born 1931.
Oh,
Jack Kerouac, 1922, On the Road, all kinds of, you know, basically creating the beat movement.
Buckwheat reminds me of when Eddie Murphy was funny.
Oh, such a long time ago.
Well, Eddie Murphy's not on CBS, but we do have the quarterfinals of the ACC basketball tournament.
That's college basketball for people that may not know. Swish! That's exactly what it sounds like every time one goes in. ABC Tonight, two episodes of Super Nanny. The second one is the 100th episode. Uh-oh. And 2020's on.
NBC, who do you think you are?
Emmett Smith.
That could be kind of interesting, followed by Dateline NBC.
Fox has got a rerun of House, but Kitchen Nightmares is on as well.
America's Next Top Model is on the CW, followed by High Society and TMZ.
Bravo showing the 40-year-old virgin, Steve Carell.
Highly edited, I'm sure.
The waxing's still there, but it probably sounds a little different.
Yeah, CMT brings us the new episode of The Singing Bee, followed by Melissa Peterman, Am I the Only One?
Tonight on the Disney Channel, a new episode of Phineas and Ferb. Well, okay, it's relatively new. It's the one where a villain arrives in town. This is the, you know who's the voice of the villain? Want to know? Ben Stiller.
Nice. Sci-Fi has a new episode of Caprica called The Imperfections of Memory.
We so have to catch up.
I know.
God. FX channel showing My Super Ex-Girlfriend. I remember seeing the trailer for this and thinking, okay, it's super powerish. I guess I wouldn't mind seeing that. And you looked at me and went, that looks so horrible. We're never going to see that. And I went, yes!
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. USA has Final Destination 2 and the Skeleton Key.
BBC America has The Making of Me with John Barrowman. That's right. Captain Jack himself gets an hour on BBC Tonight talking all kinds of stuff.
TNT has Dreamgirls.
Turner Classic Movies, Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Old School Greatness, TV Land showing St. Elmo's Fire. It's not a TV show. It's a movie, but I guess it could have been a show.
It's been on TV.
If we're watching anything, though, it is going to be on the Hallmark Channel because a businesswoman meets a famous chef and his family while visiting California's wine country. Julia Benz, Jo Beth Williams, and Elliot Gould are all uncorked.
Oh, the mail's in.
Sure. Bad puns. Mr. Flynn, please require your minions to think before they speak. Regardless of how well your Yeti is able to maintain your social media presence, he cannot take over the Playboy Mansion. It should be elementary to you as to why not. Obviously, we have an arrangement with the facility already. Finding qualified evil mistress is difficult. Mr. Flynn, you are lucky that you have found such a capable villainess in the Flinstress. One of our services the Henchman Inc. provide is a recruitment and training of proper villainesses. Nevertheless, your insertion of coded messages into your broadcast has been exceedingly helpful. At this point in time, Henchman Inc. requests that you continue trafficking this information for us. I will need the information to stay informed for the next week or so, as Darth Frosty's snow machine has been spotted somewhere in the Rockies, and I'm going to recover it personally. Your broadcast will be my primary contact with the organization. Oh, and Agent Vicar, he's on assignment. He's been tasked with creating a household name for himself. Soon parents will tell their children to behave, or the vicar will come for them. Obedience through terror. It's a valid method of control. Respectfully, Henchman Incorporated. P.S. While I agree with your general review of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen in the week's Sweekly, I disagree with your stance on Jetfire. Elderly or not, one does not waste an agent with a useful skill. Jetfire could scout in jet form and return to report results with his teleportation. Okay, well, thanks for that. That sounds like, I bet you all the time they're like in like weird coats and have like the dramatic music that Doofenshmirtz always has going. That must be fun just to watch because they sound like they're having the time of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Here we go.
I'm a villainess.
Apparently so. I always meaning to write into the show more, but don't think about it until I'm on my way somewhere. Like now, I'm trying to type out this message on my phone at the movie theater before Moon starts. Good movie. Because I wanted to wish everyone a happy Pi Day. Pi Day is a lovely holiday that honors pie and math. It is this Sunday, so celebrate in style. Just don't post those pics from the forums at geekradiodaily.com. I think it is PG-13 over there. Love and rocket launchers and mind bleach. That's from Drace. Well, thank you, Drace, and happy Pi Day to everyone this weekend as well. If you'd like to drop us a note and remind us of vague holidays and possibly tell us when we almost forgot to say that it's happy birthday to Chooch.
Happy birthday, Chooch.
There you go. See, Chooch, I wanted to make sure you stuck around and didn't just do it for the birthdays. Please drop us a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Friday, looking at your flicks and your geekified news coming up. Friday, I almost said May. March 12th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Wishful thinking.
We're here at Geek Label Laboratories to discover if wearing quality Geek Label t-shirts will actually make you smarter. Joining us today is Rodney.
Blinky lights, pretty.
Now we'll outfit Rodney in a sweet as love Geek Label t-shirt. Now we'll introduce Rodney to Schrodinger's cat in the hopes that he will successfully explain the inadequacy of early quantum mechanical theory.
Ooh, tastes like chicken.
Rodney, no.
Snack size, snack size.
Look smart and feel fly in your custom Geek Label t-shirt, ladies' tee, or any of the many styles now available, including grilling aprons. You pick the style, you pick the color. We do the rest. Will Geek Label products actually make you smarter?
Decoherence make Rodney hungry.
No, dumbass. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts. Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
You certainly are. For Finally Frackin' Friday, March 12th, thank you very much. And welcome to Friday. How you doing?
good.
Feeling good? Yeah, it's I'm
loopy.
This you got to, because it's been a long week. Going to get through the day. It's going to be fantastic. Going to kick back, relax, have a good time.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, yes, and some people actually get those movies made.
Yeah, there's three major movies coming out this weekend, starting with Green Zone. That's Matt Damon's
movie.
He's a rogue U.S. Army officer hunting through covert and faulty intelligence before war escalates in an unstable region.
Screen Geeks had a very fun time with the Matt Damon drop talking about this. Remember Me, Robert Pattinson and Claire from
Emile Desravine.
Okay, fine. Our star-crossed lovers who struggle to deal with family tragedies that threaten their relationship and stupid twist endings.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to. That's all
I'm
saying.
And then we also have this She's Out of My League. Against all odds, an outrageously gorgeous girl falls for an average Joe, much to everyone's surprise, including his own.
It might have a couple of laughs.
Yeah, this maybe. Doesn't look like.
But, you know, it's the date movie for the high school kids. There you go. Limited release, Our Family Wedding. You can watch America Ferrera and some guy, you know, go, oh my gosh, look, it's Look Who's Coming to Dinner, complete minority take.
Okay.
It's African-American, Latina-ish, whatever, and Carlos Mencia steals someone else's jokes in it.
Go see Alice in Wonderland.
Probably. Or not.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Tell you what, you could just take your time and say, no, I'm never seeing another movie again until Hollywood brings me the one I want. And I think Warner Brothers is finally going to bring it to you. With Leonardo da Vinci and the Soldiers of Forever.
Huh?
Leonardo da Vinci, action hero.
No way.
He is a member of a secret society who falls headlong into a supernatural adventure that pits man against biblical demons in a story involving secret codes, lost civilizations, hidden fortresses, and fallen angels. It's, apparently...
It's a prequel to the Da Vinci Code?
It's National Treasure, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Clash of the Titans is how they're trying to describe it.
Wow!
Leonardo da Vinci, action hero. Hey, why not? They partied, with some Enterprise, or Star Trek crew.
I guess so. In science news, some extensive research has been done about the benefits of papaya, specifically the leaf extract and tea.
Papaya.
And it may actually have dramatic cancer-fighting properties against a broad range of tumors, backing a belief that's been held in a number of folk traditions for a long time. Now, there's a University of Florida researcher and colleagues in Japan just recently published something in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology. And what it does is the leaf extract boosts the production of a key signaling molecule called the Th1 type cytokines, which helps regulate the immune system. This could lead to therapeutic treatments that use the immune system to fight cancers. So, out there, I don't know, it's still sort of kind of new, but not only is it yummy papaya, it could also be really good for you.
Cool. Hey, kids, are you ready for KISS? It seems that Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons have signed a deal to produce a TV show for children in Canada. That's with the E1 production company. It's a half-hour comedy show that will introduce the band to a new generation of KISS members. Quote, KISS continues to be the juggernaut of licensing and merchandising from KISS M&Ms to KISS Dr. Pepper, according to Gene Simmons, who went on to say how awesome he incredibly much is. A kids show. And I can't wait to see little animated versions of them or something. I don't know what it's going to be, if it's actually KISS itself. But Gene Simmons, role model for children.
Yes. That's so funny.
I like it.
So, have you heard about this new gaming service? And I'm sure you probably have. It's called On Live, and it's supposed to launch in June. And it's been out. They've been talking about it. They've launched it, but they've given some more information recently at this GamesBeat conference. And it's an online gaming service that it works for PC and Mac and directly to the television. And you download, there's all different games. It'll be like the popular games that you play. Assassin's Creed is one that's mentioned. A couple of other different kinds of games. It's a monthly subscription of $14.99 or $15.
Oh, no, you did not just sell me out. You did. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Now I can't even find it.
But, And you get the games directly. You don't have to download anything. You do have to have a broadband internet connection, but it uses video compression technology, which instantly streams video via the internet, so it feels like the game is playing locally. But all the heavy lifting is done by remote data centers that have to be within like 1,000 miles of where you are for it to work. The thing is, I mean, even though it sounds kind of cool, they're hyping this as like a console killer.
Oh, no way.
And I just really don't see that. They're hoping to, you know, at first it's going to start out as an alternative. They'll have a wide variety of different games available. But there's I don't know. No substitute, I don't think, at this point for
no substitute for Xbox Live. That's what I'm saying. So, you know when you watch the movies and the people want to, they go to do something stupid and you try to tell them what to do and they don't listen?
No, don't go upstairs.
What if they did? That's right. It's time to bring back, give interactive movies a try. They tried it in the late-ish 90s. Well,
it's called like a play, like a mystery dinner theater.
No. They actually did movies with push buttons and stuff. Well, a new German movie called Last Call actually let someone in the audience tell the characters what to do. When you get yourself a ticket, you put your cell phone number, and at a moment in the movie, it calls randomly one of the people in the audience, and you talk to the person, and based on what you say to them, changes the outcome of the movie. Now, I don't know how many endings there are, or you know if, what happens if nobody answers, or if the hangs up thing, but...
it's kind of a little bit cool, and a little bit... weird.
Yeah, because, you know, what if there's a schmuck who picks up the phone? And besides, haven't we spent a long time telling people to get off your damn phone when you're in the theater?
Right?
I don't need this in my life. But thanks for playing. Maybe the home version would be cool. Geek Radio Daily, thank you for stopping by. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Happy Pi Day. Thanks for reminding me. And remind us of all kinds of things, if you would. Stop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Join in, have a good time. GRD licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
That guy's just in a wheelchair. It's not like he's Anne Frank or something.
Anne Frank?
Yeah, the chick that was all... till the miracle worker showed up and knocked some smarts into her.
You're talking about Helen Keller.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about Anne Frank. She was deaf, dumb, and blind.
No, she wasn't. Helen Keller was deaf, dumb, and blind.
Are you sure?
Yep.
And who the f*** is Anne Frank?
Anne Frank's the little Jewish girl who hid from the Nazis in a secret room with her family. She wrote a diary.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I guess this guy is like Anne Frank, what with the diary and all.
No, he's like Helen Keller with the handicap, you jerk!
You always gotta be right, don't you? You Nazi douchebag.